Congratulations to you, Jessica Buehler, being honored as a Woman of Achievement for Community Betterment. How does that make you feel?
Thank you so much. Well, this means so much to me personally because, of course, when you work in the public sector, you don't do it for the accolades, but it certainly feels good when other people recognize your efforts and say, hey, we see you working 80 hours a week, and we see you sacrificing sleep to make sure that we make St. Louis a better place. So it's a very humbling experience, and I very much appreciate it.
So many women that I have met over the years that I've been involved with Women of Achievement often think, you know, why me? We're just laboring in the vineyard, you know? It sounds like you're the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. I was so surprised when I received the call saying that I had won the 2019 Women of Achievement Award and to be included with these other 9 wonderfully wonderful ladies. And so it was a wonderful experience, and I'm very humbled to receive the award.
So we'll talk about your Welcome Neighbor STL organization that you founded, but why did you ever even think that volunteering was something that fit in with your life? I mean, you just mentioned 80 hours a week.
Yeah. So I think that in such divisive times, oftentimes people feel hopeless and think, what can I possibly do to effectuate any change? And I think the answer is simple, that we don't have to have all of the answers to a problem, but you just start with one single way that you can help other people improve their lives. And then invite a few friends to join in with you, and then have them invite a few more. And before you know it, your collection of effort can truly be transformative into something amazing to help other people improve the quality of their lives.
I know how critical it is that you help raise funds for organizations, because every nonprofit, they need great volunteers. They have to have a mission, a great board, but they need that money. But raising money, sometimes you don't get to see the end result. However, with Welcome Neighbor STL, you have been able to see directly the impact of your efforts.
Yeah, we are so excited that we have hosted 60 interfaith events, and we have raised over $90,000 with 100% of the proceeds going back to the refugee cooks that prepared the meals. And we've also been able to bring together over 3,000 St. Louisans to break bread together and to help build bridges with those who are different than yourself. And it's really wonderful to see so many different people from different countries and different religions, different backgrounds, coming together and finding our commonalities with one another.
And why did you target Syrian refugee families in the first place?
I read this article in the Riverfront Times in November of 2016 about a group of Syrian refugee teenagers that had been attacked and had been sent to the hospital. And as I was reading this article, I thought, oh my God, where is this? And it turned out it's just a mile away from the Del Mar Loop of where I was every single day. So I have this picture of all these people reading this article and going, wow, that's terrible. And then turning the page to the next article. And I just had a moment where I thought, what are you going to do about it, Jessica? And the next morning I picked up the phone and started making connections and calls to see what we could do to help alleviate the suffering of the people in St. Louis.
Were you met with any resistance at all?
In fact, I was actually met with so much support, it was overwhelming. In the last year and a half, we've been able to put together 1,500 volunteers who contribute their time and dedicate their time to be able to help other people in need, whether it's English lessons, whether it's teaching people how to drive, whether it's coming to catering events or helping their children in school, attending parent-teacher conferences. So we find out what do the individual refugee families need, and then we find people in the St. Louis community who have that skill set and who are available to be able to be an advocate for them and to be able to help them settle and relocate in St. Louis in a safe way where they feel welcome.
How did you identify the families in the first place?
Good question. So when I read the article in the Riverfront Times, I called some Syrian pediatricians in the area, and they helped to connect me with the families. And they explained that one of the things that they do not have are access to toiletry items. Even if they have food stamps, they may not be able to get soap, lotion, shampoo, conditioner, all those things that we take for granted. So we started a toiletry drive in the Del Mar Loop, and then eventually it exploded into hundreds of people coming out and saying, what can I do to get involved? So we opened up channels and pathways for people to be able to contribute what knowledge base that they had to be able to help these families.
Were the families surprised? I'm sure they were grateful, but coming to a foreign country, a foreign city, I can only imagine how disconcerting it was for them.
Sure. Well, when they first arrived, they thought, we're in America. We've made it. We're so excited to finally be here. But the reality of the situation is that many of these large families were dumped into an apartment complex that is notoriously known for bedbugs, roaches, rodents, shootings, all kinds of problems that just go on and on. So when they arrive, they are provided with 3 months of assistance. After the 90 days, then they are on their own. So that's when our organization jumps in and helped raise the funds to move those 15 families out of this cluster of apartments and to be able to move into safe housing. So, of course, they were absolutely thrilled to have someone come and help them and say, I see you, we see what kind of conditions you're in, and we're going to help get you out.
And this was a volunteer effort for you, a humanitarian effort for you. Certainly is a political issue for some. What do you say to people who don't understand, who, you know, my goodness, there are those who don't want more refugee families here. What do you say to them? This is a community betterment award. How much better is the community because of these families and because of what you have done?
So one of the things that I have found is amazing is that as we've worked with these refugee families, people have come back to us and said, well, why are you helping refugees and why aren't you helping veterans? Or why are you helping refugees and why aren't you helping the homeless? And so, you know, that really made me think about it, of how do we have these vulnerable populations be able to help each other? So what we have started doing through Welcome Neighbor FTL is to help provide solutions to those problems. So on every Sunday morning, we take food downtown to the homeless and provide 40 to 50 meals for the people who were not able to get into Biddle House for the evening. We've also just started a program in May we're very excited about, where we are delivering healthy, nutritious food to veterans who are homebound and are disabled. So we're changing the narrative in St. Louis from, why are you helping this one group of people instead of another group of people? And why don't we have all of these groups of people being part of the solution and finding ways to help each other together?
Well, Jessica, I can't wait to see what you tackle next. It's going to be a success.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I will see you at the luncheon.